Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Yeah, we've been talking about politicians, Elliot Spitzer, John Kerry, and there is no higher calling than a life of public service, right? I mean, that's the ultimate, serving others. And we received a letter in the mail. Came in the mail. Look, it's in the mail right there. I'm holding it up.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. A letter came in the mail to WHQG Radio 102.9, care of me, Bob Madden. This is a station address here, in case you want to know. It's 5407 West McKinley Avenue, Milwaukee 53208. And I'll admit, I've forgotten the zip code because we just don't give it out that often anymore. And I thought, wow, a letter to me. Not to both of us, it was to me. But I'm guessing that you may have one as well.
Really?
Have you checked your mailbox today? Okay. Did you check it in the last month?
Have you
checked it in the last? Okay. We still get mail.
Okay.
You should take a look. And we get little announcements in there from management. You know, like if we've done a good job, there'll be a note in there telling you have one hog dollar for the hog kitchen. You know, you get like toward.
What does your letter say?
My letter. Well, it's not really a letter. See, it's more of a note. It's like a post-it note right here. It says, "Hi, Bob."
What is that? Hold it up again.
Stop.
Just hold it up again.
No, I won't. I will not because that...
it looks like it's just written on the back of some scrap paper.
It's just written. It's attached. No, it's here. See, it comes off.
What's the other form?
Oh, I'm going to get to that.
All right.
I'm going to get to that, right? That's the important part. Gary, you can jump in here too. Rock, feel free. Hi, Bob. Handwritten, by the way. That's the best way to write stuff. It shows that, you know... You took time to pick up a pen and write it from the heart. That's how you do it from the heart, correct? Not on a keyboard. Cracking it out.
Pick some font that looks like it's from the heart.
Is that personal enough?
I don't know.
Kids don't even know how to write cursive anymore. So.
Well, then they don't know how to write from the heart. Then they've lost that. Then that's gone. Well,
right.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think printing can get the job done. I don't know why you're so anti-printing.
I haven't written a cursive
since. Printing can be very cool.
I haven't written a cursive since I was 13 or 14 years old because it was so illegible that not even I could read it. So I just printed.
Architects, interior designers, they only print on blueprints, and they have their, it looks really good.
Okay with
printing
that.
On a letter looks kind of crazy.
My mother had such beautiful handwriting. Seriously, when she wrote something, it was just, I looked at it, it was like artwork. I really appreciated the fact that she could write, but keep in mind, she got her hands beat bloody by nuns at a Catholic school in Michigan for 12 years.
Until she developed a beautiful handwriting?
Well, until she developed a stutter and beautiful handwriting.
Yeah, you liked it when she
made
was...
made you write with your right hand no matter what.
Right. Yeah. She has beautiful. She had gorgeous handwriting. And when I see when I see a handwritten letter like that, I think that really is. It's a lost art.
It is.
It's something that's just gone away. We don't have penmanship in school anymore, do we? I mean, I don't think my kids...
No. All the ladies of my mother's generation took calligraphy classes.
Really?
Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
I did a little with her.
Really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Big, long script that you could make your own wedding invitations and whatever.
Great.
It was pretty, but man.
It eats up a lot of time,
I'd rather drink and play bunco. Or...
Do they do that in A Handmaid's Tale?
What's that?
Make the women write in calligraphy or...
Are you serious? Women are not allowed to read or write at all, Brian.
Okay. It's Bob's fantasy
the law.
Series.
The opposite. Do all my work. That's my fantasy.
I was just popping through the History Channel yesterday, and Hitler is on the History Channel every day.
You said you can't go a day without
a Hitler show. Channel without some Hitler.
Maybe it's Hitler month
No, it's trust me, he's on every day of the year.
The only thing
can we call it the Hitler
it
Channel?
Should be the Hitler Channel.
The only thing that comes close to getting as much airtime as Hitler is sharks.
Yeah.
And not on the History Channel.
No, it's you have to go to different channels,
Hitler is on every day. Anyway, the whole, Handmaid's Tale scenario. He was doing that. He was doing that.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, this is right out of that.
They had camps for women on how to be Aryan mothers. Anyway.
All right. Back to the mail. Hi, Bob, the note starts out. Again, a post-it stuck to these other papers. Are you ready? Listen closely. I'm trying to get my name on the ballot for Wisconsin governor.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Wow, now you've got my this guy could be governor. If you could get a few signatures and mail them back to me by May 17th, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, get on that, Bob.
Why don't you start humping it? Who is this guy? What does he stand for?
I don't see that.
Maybe you're so hard down in line with his ideas that you wouldn't believe it.
Thanks, Rick. And he's got a last name, but I won't do that.
Rick for governor.
Rick for governor. And he sent me two.
Looks like the form, yeah.
Two sheets.
Oh, that's the form?
These are the forms. And
filled up.
Yeah, yeah.
Send it back to Rick.
I don't know how many signatures you need to become governor. Yeah, but what, Rick, I can't just go out and get your signature.
I think you need 4,000 to be on the ballot.
I'm not going to get them.
Jeez, Bob, hurry up.
He just wants you to get two pages.
Pass it around.
Worth.
It's 20. There's 10 spots on each page. You sent me two pages.
So 40.
Rick, unfortunately, because I don't know what your stand is on anything other than you had our address, I can't do this. I'm sorry.
I might know what his stand on things is.
He likes the U.S. Postal Service.
I think he might have the most cuckoo position on everything.
His party, he puts down his party, independent moderate, on his paperwork here. Okay.
There you go.
We could pass it around the office.
No. I'm sorry, Rick. It would be irresponsible of me to get even a single signature for you.
That is interesting.
So I'm not going to do that. Good luck in your run for governor.
Seems like he's got a pretty bad ground organization. Pretty terrible.
Talk about grassroots.
Do you want me to read the note again?
Sure.
Hi, Bob. I'm trying, again, handwritten. Trying to get my name on the ballot for Wisconsin governor. If you could get me a few signatures and mail them back to me by May 17th, ish. I missed that part. In parentheses.
Ish.
After the 17th. Ish. 17th. Ish.
That doesn't sound very governor-like.
You're also opening yourself up to anyone who wants to be governor.
Right. I'm
well,
get
Bob
these.
Is a governor maker.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If you get this back.
I feel really passed over here, but I don't want to be part of this at all. So.
I said check your mailbox.
Yeah.
You may have one of your own. All right, walk down
there.
He's
going now.
There he goes. Yeah, there he goes. Finally, he's going to check his mailbox. He's been motivated after all these years.
He's going to be.
He's walked by that thing.
He's going to have a whole bundle of stuff.
Right? He's going to go, holy cow, look at all this mail. Yeah, he may have to dig for a while. Yeah, if you could get this back to me by
Rick sends another letter.
May 17th-ish. That, and he, it's a contraction, that apostrophe D.
That'd
be great.
So that's that'd.
That it's a contraction for that'd. That would.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great. Thanks, Rick. And he put his.
Yeah,
he put his
what if
great.
He sends another letter so and explains him. His positions to you? Now, what are you going to do?
And you really agree with
yeah,
him?
Yeah. What if? Yes.
Like, wow, this guy would be a great governor. Rick.
Turns out you're an independent moderate.
What if I really? I
what if he's got the best
agree.
Ideas you've ever heard?
I strongly agree with Rick. I can see as you come back into the broadcast studio, Brian, you have something in your hand.
Yeah, it's not that.
Oh, all right. It's a summons
tax bill.
Oh, it's just a check.
Oh, okay. All right. So Rick, I'm sorry. That would just I can't do it. That would just be irresponsible. Thanks for rocking with
you're
the
you're like
hog.
The guy in Billions. What? The David Stratherian character in Billions.
How's that?
You're the governor maker.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm the guy.
Stratherian, is that how you pronounce his name?
He's been in a lot. That dude's been in a lot of stuff. He was in Lincoln.
Yeah.
He was in The Sopranos.
I don't know when he was in Sopranos.
Sopranos, he was sleeping with Carmella during the separation.
Mm-hmm.
He was a teacher at... AJ's school.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the governor maker in Billions.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Same thing.
Well, you know, I'm not. I don't want that job.
Not this time.
Well, your first step is to send Bob a couple of petition forms.
I'm thinking of running for governor. I better get a letter fired off to Bob.
To Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Who's that? Oh, he's a local disc jockey. Why would you send them to him?
Anybody could get this campaign started.
Right.
It's Bob.
Right. Have you heard him? I think people listen. I think he plays his head. Yeah, I think people like when he says something. People
Kingmaker. Yeah. There you go.